Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbit T, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 30. A lot of good I got on today's Daf. A lot of cool things talked about on today's Daf. Let's just focus on one that we're talking about, the book of Kohelis. Rav Yehuda, son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilah, said in Rav's name, the sages wish to hide the book of Kohelis because its words are self-contradictory. Yet why did they not hide it? Because its beginning is words of Torah and its end is words of Torah. The beginning is words of Torah because it says, what profit is man of his all his labors when he labors under the sun? School of Rav Yana commented, under the sun he has none, but he has it before the sun. The end, therefore, is words of Torah. As written, let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man. Famous from Kohelis, when we read it on Sukkot, what's meant by the whole of man? Said Rabbi Elazar, the entire world was created only for the sake of this type of man. Shimon ben Azai state, Shimon ben Zoma state, the entire world was created only to be a companion to this man. So there are a couple of things that we could think about from this quick piece of Gemara. First of all, our days should start and end with Torah. We should get up and say Moda Ani, try to say a little Tehillim maybe, or a little davening, besides for davening, a little bit of Torah before we expound upon the day. And before we go to sleep, we should try to say at least Shema and end our days with words of Torah and being involved in Torah throughout the day as much as possible. And also we should make sure not to be self-contradictory. Things that we say in our life, our mannerisms, our thoughts, our theories, and things that we say and do things, it shouldn't be self-contradictory. If you say, watch what you eat, but then you go eat 100 things, you're not listening what you're saying. And if you say, go control what you smell or what you see, then you should try as much as possible to adhere to that. Obviously, we're all human, but we should try as best as we can so we're not self-contradictory in our own lives. And also, we should try to be those kinds of people that the world was created for us, that we could really feel like we could say, Bishvili Nivra Olam, as we talked about yesterday. When we say the world was created for us, what are we doing to make the world a better place? What are we doing to contribute our Dalet Amos to the world, trying to help those around us, trying to be Metak in the world? Right now, when we're in such crazy times, everyone has to lend their unique capabilities, unique talents to do so. We want to be able to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. So try to begin and end your days with Torah. Try to make sure you're not self-contradictory in your words or actions, and try to make sure that you have the capability to merit the world being said that the world was created for you in whatever aspect you can contribute, whether it be a huge way or even a small way. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 31 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.